The Skagway Assembly will again discuss if voters should ratify municipal leases. And cuts in federal funding may affect local search clinics. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday with the group again considering whether to repeal the requirement for a public vote to ratify municipal leases. The Assembly has discussed the ordinance at previous meetings. If approved, the change would mean leases of public land would no longer have to be ratified by voters. Currently, code requires that any public land leases valued at more than $250,000 go to the voters for approval. But the mayor and manager wanted the Assembly to reconsider that ordinance in light of ongoing lease negotiations with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Mayor Stan Selmer said at the last Assembly meeting, the state was not pleased when it realized some aspects of its negotiations with the municipality over the tidelands would be made public. Interim manager Tom Healy has said the ratification requirement also adds uncertainty to lease negotiations. Some members of the Assembly want to uphold the vote requirement. Others are hesitant to remove the requirement for all leases, suggesting a better threshold for a vote would be the length of the lease rather than an amount. The Assembly will also consider a resolution designating the old clinic property as a site for a Skagway Senior Citizens Center. Mayor Selmer recently created a Senior Citizens Ad Hoc Committee, which has requested the municipality construct a dedicated senior center in Skagway. The old clinic has been floated as a possible location since the municipality already owns the land, and the building has been unused since 2009. Under unfinished business, the Assembly will discuss the repair plan and schedule for the ore dock. Club Link recently responded to the municipality's request for the detailed repair plan. It submitted a plan drawn up by P&D engineers for a long-term repair plan for the dock that extends into 2017. The plan states several walkways on the dock will be restricted during this year's upcoming tourist season, and by the end of the year, those walkways will be demolished. P&D proposes an array of additions, reinforcements, and refurbishing to the dock through the end of this year. New steel ladders and cross bracing will be replaced by the end of 2015, and by the end of 2017, new pile wraps and other work will be completed. The Assembly will also discuss proposals for additional services for two ongoing municipal projects. MVR Architects is proposing about $20,000 in additional construction administration fees for the library expansion project. And HDR Incorporated is proposing additional funds in the wastewater treatment project. HDR writes, the change order is for miscellaneous supplemental engineering tasks to assist the municipality's legal team in the wastewater treatment project. The Assembly meets at 7 p.m. Thursday in Assembly Chambers. A complete agenda and meeting packet is available online at skagway.org. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, has thousands of patients in Southeast Alaska. The network includes clinics in Haines, Klukwan, and services in Skagway. But now SEARCH faces a massive hit to its budget as a result of federal spending cuts known as sequestration. KCAW's Ed Ronco in Sitka has more.
SEARCH Chief Executive Charles Clement says his organization is bracing for a $3.5 million budget cut over the next 6 months. He adds, quote, there is no possible way for SEARCH to absorb this amount of reduction. Clement says the reduced funding is largely because of sequestration, which went into effect on March 1st when Congress could not reach an agreement on the nation's budget. SEARCH receives a large percentage of its funding from the federal government. Clement writes that he's traveling this week to meet with the Indian Health Service and other tribal health organizations about sequestration. And he says SEARCH executives are working with the board of directors to figure out what to do. He writes in an email, quote, what I can tell you is that budget changes of this magnitude are beyond my authority to decide, unquote. Clement says nothing has been decided so far, but that difficult decisions are on the way. With more than 900 employees, SEARCH is Southeast Alaska's largest private employer. It provides healthcare services to Alaska Natives and other beneficiaries at its hospital campus in Sitka and through providers in Juneau. It also works in smaller communities throughout the panhandle. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
Administrators at the Haines Search Clinic said they do not yet know how the cuts could affect the Haines and Clekwan clinics. The gold medal basketball tournament is happening this week in Juneau. More than 20 teams from Metlakatla to Yakutat, including four from the Haines and Clekwan area, are competing in three brackets. But it's more than a sports event. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to some of the veterans and others behind the scenes and filed this report.
Fans cheer as Hoonah scores against Yakutat in a hard-fought gold medal tournament game. Elders in wheelchairs, texting high schoolers, and toddlers in diapers fill the stands of the Juneau Douglas High School gym for one of the nearly 40 tournament matchups.
Well, we always look forward to seeing everybody that comes from the villages to come into Juneau.
Sasha Sobolev works the tournament as a member of the Juneau Lions Club, which organizes the event. He played for the KKNB team when he was teaching there, and he remembers going to gold medal games as a kid.
My older sister and I would go up there with Dad and play among the bleachers while all Herbie Dietrichson and Moses Johnson and those old-timers that are long gone were playing ball. So it was quite not only a Southeast event, but a very big community event that brings everybody here for a wonderful thing called basketball.
It was like an annual anniversary for me to see everybody and get hugs and kisses and everything under the sun.
Ted Burke, also a Lions Club member, has been working the tournament for more than 25 years, but he doesn't get to see many games.
I always have worked a full week when we're doing this, and my wife has said, I'm smiling all week long and I enjoy it because this is what it's all about, the fun, the sportsmanship, the folks that come here, and it just is that kind of a week all week long.
My first gold medal tournament was years ago with the KKNB, and there were 12 teams, you know, big cities in it like Ketchikan and Sitka and Juneau.
Kloak's Dewey Scan is a longtime player and gold medal Hall of Famer.
I think that a three-point line kind of changed the style of the play because even at home in different villages, the kids, instead of shooting their normal strength shots, they can run right to the three-point line before they're mature enough to shoot those.
The annual event, this is its 67th, is more than sports. Tables set up outside the gym offer health education, voter registration, and crafts, traditional and otherwise.
We're here just to help gold medal bolster their sales of their apparel.
Evangeline Willard Hoy of Haines runs Clinkit Ink Designs. She puts town logos and other graphics on tournament gear sold by the Lions. Her own shirt has a picture of her father playing many years ago at gold medal against Dewey Scan.
My dad is Evans Willard from Clekwan, son of Mildred Sparks, and a very large family. And he was quite the ball player, from what I understand, from just hearing from friends and family.
Basketball players and their fans could also pick up free donuts and coffee. They were provided by the family of 13-year-old Mackenzie Howard, who was murdered in Cake in early February.
Juno did so much for us while we were here, with the services and so much donations and just a tremendous, overwhelming support. So we wanted to say thank you back to Juno. So we're holding this 40-day coffee time for Juno.
Gold medal is a basketball tournament as well as a regional community builder. Sobolev of the Lions Club says it's also a big fundraiser.
It brings in money so that we can turn around and award those things back to the communities by way of scholarships that we hand out for students, to other nonprofit groups, and sometimes there's tragedies that happen and we donate money to the families, and so we continue to do that endeavor.
I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau.
And an update on local teams at gold medal. Three of the four teams remain undefeated and are headed to the semifinals. The Merchants won against Metlakatla late Tuesday, meaning all three teams will be playing Thursday evening. At 6 p.m. Thursday, the Klekwan C team will face Hoona. At 7:30, the Merchants play Angoon in the B bracket. And at 9 p.m., the Klekwan Masters face Juno Alliance. Winners of Thursday evening's games advance to the championship game in their bracket. Losers will play Friday for a second chance at the championship game. And a quick reminder, registration is now closed for the 27th annual Buckwheat Ski Classic in Skagway this weekend. Late registration will be available at bib pickup sites in Skagway and Whitehorse on Friday. Bib pickup is at Sport Yukon in Whitehorse from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday, Alaska time, and in Skagway from 5 to 7 p.m. at the AB Hall. As of Thursday morning, 330 skiers were registered, according to race organizer Jeff Brady. That's closing in on last year's record of 381 skiers. For more information and a schedule of the weekend events, visit buckwheatskiclassic.com. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Ronco, Ed Schoenfeld, and Krista Kilsmeyer for help with this report. And thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.